Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Listeners to the show faithfully will know that last one is a guy by the name of Andrew Filippone. He works in Pittsburgh. He was the one who said that they were moments away from acquiring Brandon Ayuk. And I guess he had Mike Florio on his show in Pittsburgh again 3 weeks ago, who again said the Niners now would love to send Brandon Ayuk to Pittsburgh.
Love to.
We got some Ayuk stuff later today.
I can't wait.
We got a chain link fence on Brandon Ayuk that I find very unsettling.
You remember when you were a kid and you'd get like a puzzle book and one of them was connect the dots?
Yes.
And you had to go from 1 to 2 and all the way around to like 73. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Or that's a moose or whatever it was.
A moose.
Whatever it was when you connect the dots and you draw your pencil and it's like, that. You go all the way around and here and there and you get to the end. It's like, oh, that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to do.
And I don't love this one. But we're also trying to connect the dots on Bryce Eldridge from Richmond. Now to Sacramento. How long till San Francisco? We don't know. But let's talk this out a little bit with one of our favorites. It's been a minute since he's been on the show. Really, really excited to chat. Here on the River Islands guest line with Alex Pavlovich covering the Giants for NBC Sports Bay Area. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It has been a minute.
It has. Yeah, excited to have you, man. Like, what is your read on this? Bryce Eldridge goes up. Lamont Wade gets DFA'd. Do you feel like the organization, to what level, have they sort of tweaked their thinking from a couple of months ago in terms of when Bryce might come up?
I think they have a little bit. I think they would still prefer just to let him do the full development plan here and make sure they do this right and don't do anything to possibly screw up, you know, someone who could be in the heart of the lineup for over a decade. But the most interesting thing to me yesterday, and it kind of hinted at some of what was to come when we spoke to Buster Posey, was he said, look, ultimately we're trying to win at the big league level. And I think I have always thought there will be a point in the second half of the season when they look around and go, maybe he needs to DH a little bit up here. Maybe we need to replace him in the seventh inning defensively, but his bat is ready. And he's shown that for the last year. I think he's pretty close to that. He still strikes out a fair amount, but I think he's pretty close to that right now this season as well. He will get a good test here in AAA, but it's also a very hitter-friendly league, and I think we're going to see a lot of highlights the next few weeks. And the glove is not ready quite yet, but I think you look at the big league level and there's always two parts of this. It's the prospect and it's what's ahead of him. And right now there is just about nothing ahead of him.
And I think about Buster Posey, Alex, in 2010. And I know he had a little bit in 2009 where he got a taste of the bigs, but he had 47 games in Fresno at the time, AAA, and he was so dominant they had to bring him up. Is the timeline for excellence shorter now to where Bryce Eldridge doesn't need to do a full 47 games to show that he can do it?
No, I think they would prefer to do more than that. And remember, Buster was one of the best players, if not the best player in college baseball. So he was a little bit older. He had that experience at a big-time college program. Bryce is a couple years removed from high school, so this is asking a lot of him. And I think that's why they're trying to be very careful here. And look, Randy Wynn's running things now in the minor leagues. Buster overall is running things. And both of those guys, I know, feel the exact same way. And I think in a perfect world, everything would have gone well with Lamont Wade Jr. And, you know, maybe some of these other guys would have filled in and they would have filled the gaps and they could say, hey, take the whole year, just be fully ready. And next year, the job is yours. But it has not been a perfect world. And I think that's when you start to look at, you know, do you push it a little bit? They're still going to be careful here, but he is someone who I think mentally can handle being pushed. I've gotten to know him a little bit. He's ready for this. I think from that respect, there's just some work to be done on the field. And I think the main thing is they want him to come up here and never go back down. So it's just a matter of figuring out when that time is. I still think we're looking if it happens late this year, but I do think they're closer than they were 2 months ago because of what's happened at first base.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us on Willard and Dibs. Before we leave the Bryce part of this, Alex, when we say his defense is not ready, what specifically does that mean? Kind of like the finer points of the position, or is his glove work just bad?
You know, the thing I hear over and over again from people is it's a work in progress, which I think is a polite way of saying there's a long way to go. Which is natural, right? He's 20 years old. He was a DH and a pitcher in high school. He initially played outfield when he got drafted. So he's had 1 year as a first baseman. And I think people always look at him and go, that is a big dude sticking out of first base. There's a lot that goes into playing the position. And especially when someone who's 6'7", there's a lot that goes into getting in the right position, that goes into footwork, things like that. So he has been a very willing learner from everything I've heard. He has worked very hard at it. We saw it early in spring training. I mean, he was out there 7:38 in the morning with Ron Botis and JT Snow and Will Clark. And he's worked very hard. It's a matter of getting reps. And there's only so much you can do because there's only so much baseball he can play. So I think that's the focus right now, is just getting him those reps. And it really is a new position for him, even though he's been playing it for a year now. It's not a lot of experience if you're asking someone that young to do it at the big league level.
So what's the defensive sacrifice now in the short term when you're going to go with maybe Encarnacion or Schmidt, or you've got Wilmer and other people who are going to play first? Is this a big step down at first base defensively?
Well, I'm headed to the ballpark where I think Dominic Smith is waiting for us. So
nice.
I don't know, to be honest, what his glove looks like. Haven't seen him in a few years. He's been all over the place, but I think there's at least experience there. And I do think we're going to see something similar to what we saw last night. I think Casey Schmidt's pretty good over there, and he's going to get better and better over there. And I think we're going to see him late in games. And even if Bryce does come up later this year, I wouldn't be surprised if that's part of the plan is, you know, late in the games, we put a more secure glove over there. Long-term, Bryce will be fine. It's just a matter of getting those reps. And maybe when he comes up this year, he'll be fully ready for it. But it's something they don't know yet.
Alex, the fact that three moves were all made at once, what is your read on the messaging behind that to the clubhouse?
It's a message, right? Like, it could have been very easy to do the Dom Smith thing. You know, that there was a lot of speculation on that just because he opted out 3 days ago. So that one is a little time sensitive. But the fact that they got rid of their backup catcher, someone who has been Robbie Ray's personal catcher, essentially, and the fact that they, you know, change up their bench mix as well, I think doing all three at once is the message. And I think it was a message that, hey, this starting pitching is good enough to make the postseason. The bullpen's good enough to make the postseason. You just need to find a way to score more runs and be a little bit better with runners in scoring position. And it is just a message to this whole clubhouse. I think that things need to be better. There's only so much you can do because there are so many guys here who are locked into spots and everyday spots, but they couldn't have done much more when you look at kind of the guys who cleared out. I mean, in terms of optioning guys and DFAing guys, like, couldn't have gone much further because there weren't many guys beyond this that they could get rid of.
Lamont Wade Jr. is one guy who gets DFA'd. I'm not sure what his options are or his future is, but how does that affect the clubhouse? Was he a big clubhouse presence, and will that affect the overall vibe, which has been mostly good?
I don't think it will. I mean, he's been here a long time, obviously, and someone who's worked hard this year to try to figure it out. And, you know, anytime you let go of someone who's been here that long, it's notable, but it's a really good clubhouse. And I also just, you know, this is Matt Chapman's clubhouse now. It's Willie Adames' clubhouse, Logan Webb's. Those are the clubhouse leaders. Those are the guys who will be here long term. And I think they'll be fine in that respect.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, with us on Willard and Dibs. I'd love to hear more about that, but more kind of in the moment. Like, how are they doing through all this, Alex? They don't score any runs ever.
Honestly, they're doing fine. I thought my favorite moment of the week was somebody asked Logan on Monday about whether this is the low point, and he kind of smirked and was like, I've seen a lot lower the last 2 years. And yeah. I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, yeah, this guy's manager got fired 2 years ago. The president of baseball operations got fired a year ago. There's been a ton of moves, a lot of upheaval. Ultimately, like, I know how rough the last 2 weeks have been. I was at the ballpark the last two nights. I watched that. Was watching the entire road trip, was in studio for that. I know how ugly it's been. They're what, like half a game out of a playoff spot? So they're doing fine. I think these guys understand, and Logan said it over and over again. He goes, it's June 2nd. Like, if this happens in August or September, you really start to panic. But it's June 2nd, and I think they understand that they have something special with this pitching staff. And it's not a high bar right now. It's basically like, can you score one or two more runs a game, which they're fully capable of. They just haven't done it.
Right, two runs a game over the last 16, and I guess that's where the frustration stems from for fans, where you bunt in the 10th inning and you still can't bring them home. What are you seeing from the offense, where I was telling Mark Willard earlier, back in Chicago, you had 9 runs in the 10th inning, and now you can't even get a run in a 10th inning.
Yeah, I said that to Buster yesterday. He was kind of talking about where they stand, and you look at where they stand overall offensively, and their numbers are actually better than you might expect in some ways, because they do have some of those big innings earlier in the year. And but I think it's, you know, as much as has been done around the edges, I do think you kind of have to go to the top here. You have to go to Willie Adames, who has struggled. Matt Chapman hasn't had, I think, the start to the year that he expected. Jung-Hoo Lee in May, Mike Yastrzemski in May, Patrick Bailey the whole year. I mean, that's when I go, there's only so many moves you can make. Like, those are the guys that are going to be here. Those are the guys that are going to be in the lineup every single day. And you look at their numbers for May, and you look at some of those guys' numbers for the whole year, it's largely been disappointing. And that is, it's kind of obvious then, but it's like, yeah, you look at some of these guys' numbers, of course they're not going to score runs.
Alex, what are you hearing in terms of both their concern about Adames and what is it that they're working on to try to get something to go differently?
Well, he's changed his swing already. He changed just kind of the way he loads his legs and tried to shorten that, simplify that. I will say, I don't know that I've ever seen someone with his stature, and he's the highest paid player on this team, take more early BP than Willie Adames. Like, he's out there every single day working on it. It just hasn't clicked yet for him. And he's told us, like, once it clicks, I go, and it'll be there. I think just mechanically he's not right. And I also think, as much as he's a lighthearted personality and has been phenomenal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For the clubhouse, like, there's a natural pressure to press in a situation like this. And they've kind of just been waiting for those two or three big games in a row where maybe he exhales a little bit and he can go from there. I don't, you know, maybe going to Colorado next week, maybe that'll be the fix. Just see a couple balls get over the wall and you feel better about things. But it has been rough. I do think he feels a lot of pressure to be a big part of this. And really, when we talk about fixes, I mean, it's a big fix for him to try to get out of this. But for the lineup, it's kind of a small fix. You get a couple of these guys going and they join Elia Ramos and what he's been doing. And they'll be okay with their pitching, but they just haven't gotten there yet.
Can you speak to that part of it with Adames? Because Mark and I have talked about Adames being such a great clubhouse guy, and he's barely hitting above 200. Has his countenance changed at all through his struggles?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. I you know, I heard back in the offseason when they signed him, I think I've written this and said this many times, I've never had more people come up to me at the winter meetings, just people with other teams, executives, coaches who I know and who have crossed paths with him, and just go, he's one of the best guys I've ever had in a clubhouse. And I think we have seen that, and you can see it in the dugout. And actually, for all that's gone wrong with him, I give him some credit. I mean, he's still, when someone hits the home run, he's still the first guy to greet him and take their helmet off. And he's still the first guy out of the dugout every time they're celebrating a walk-off or something like that. So he hasn't changed at all. And I think it's going to be a lot more fun for him, obviously, when he's part of this and he wants to be part of this. But in terms of the clubhouse stuff, I think he hasn't changed at all since opening day.
Alex, Kyle Harrison tonight, and it's been pretty good, yeah. And Roop is good, and Birdsong is good, and so what happens when Verlander's healthy?
It's a great question. I've been saying this. I said this on the postgame show last week, and I think people looked at me a little strange, and I was like, I don't know that it's automatic that Kyle goes back to the bullpen, and I did. You could kind of get the sense with these things. I mean, they say it'll be two starts missed. It's never two starts missed, so it's going to be at least four here that Verlander's out, which means four starts for Kyle Harrison. And I think what we saw in Miami, like, that was really, really intriguing. And if that's who he is again, if he's back to being that guy, then I do think it's more of a conversation. Now, he would need an opening as well, and Verlander will come back to his rotation spot. Landon Roop has sneakily been one of the best pitchers in baseball for the last month, and I don't think Hayden Birdsong's done anything to impact his status at all. So they have too many guys right now. These things can change quickly, and you know, we see injuries all the time. We see guys have a rough week or two all the time. So this can change pretty quickly, but I do think he has two more starts here, including tonight, to really try to make a statement and really just say, hey, I was the incumbent. The only thing that impacted me was an injury, and I deserve to be in this mix.
Alex, have you circled the game where you think they're going to score five?
I hate to say, I'm like weirdly optimistic this year. I just come in every night and go, this can't keep going another day. And you see, to be honest, like, you see some of the pitching matchups the last few days and you just go, this can't go any longer. So I don't know. Whenever they make a move like this, I think maybe it'll give them a jolt and this will be the night. But I came here the last two nights also thinking, like, this can't go on any longer. And it did. So I'm the wrong person to ask, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, good to talk to you, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Thanks, Pav.
There it is. That's Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area. And yes, if you haven't looked, the Giants will be facing the Padres pitcher who is throwing the best of all of the Padre pitchers tonight. Nick Pivetta is 6-2 with a 2.74 ERA. Bet the under. Bet the under.
Well, yeah, always.
On tonight's baseball game at Oracle Park.
They faced Ryan Burgert making his first ever major league start, and they got two runs.
Yeah.
It was a two-run homer. It's like, okay, all right, Giants, you got the lead. Go ahead and put up three or four more against a guy making his starting debut, and, well, that was about it. You got six hits, two earned, and then, you know, you're up 2-0, and here comes Duvall, and he hasn't given up an earned run in, since the Warriors were, like, in the regular season. Think about that.
I don't want to think about that. No, thank you.
No, that's what makes it so, like, frustratingly fluky, is that he's been unbelievably lights out, and then the one time you needed him to hold it down, he couldn't.
Exactly.
Not yeah. the one well, but, time, because he's
yeah,
been great.
But you can't do that to pitchers. You know what I mean? Like, I can't stand it if somebody texted their friends last night and they were like, Doval blew it.
Right.
No, he didn't.
Third blown save of the year.
You're allowed to give up runs once every 2 months. You're allowed to do that as a pitcher, in my mind. Doval didn't blow that game. The offense did for the 15th night in a row. That's all. That's just how I kind of see it. Lucas said something funny while Alex was chatting with us. You asked him about Adames, and Lucas whispers and goes, hey, is Adames the Buddy Hield of the Giants? And started thinking about the comp because everybody...
My name's Buddy.
He's Buttered. Everybody loves this guy. They love him. He's constantly smiling. And sometimes he does good things. But not usually.
My name is Buddy.
Yeah. You remember Buttered?
I'm Batman.
Buttered. Hey, Batman, he went through a good solid 3 months of playing poorly.
I saved the day.
And Steve Kerr would come on and go, yeah, that's Steph Curry's favorite teammate of all time. We're like, really? He didn't pick somebody who actually made shots? But then, in the end, Buttered kind of changes the way everybody feel about him because of 33 points in a game seven.
Game seven, yeah.
The Batman and Robin routine after games with Jimmy Butler. All of this stuff. Who knows? Maybe Willie Adames will do the same thing.
Perhaps.
Maybe he'll Barry Zito this sucker, which is just completely blow the regular season. They'll work their way into the playoffs, and he'll hit a homer against the Dodgers to send the Giants into the next round. I
perhaps.
Don't know. I don't know.
I mean, nice. It'd be cool if he did, but and unlike Buddy Hield, like even when he was struggling, you had Steph and then you know Jimmy, and you had Pods would have good games, and Kuminga would cook when he was allowed to play and all the rest of it. And so it's like, oh, okay, go out there and do your thing. But right now it's Adames is struggling. And I was just, you know, looking at some game logs of some of the Giants, and you've got Yaz, 7 for his last 57.
Oof.
7 for 57 with one triple. That's it.
Yep.
No doubles, no homers, no runs batted in. That's Yaz, an OPS of 364. Patrick Bailey is 10 for 54 with one homer, two doubles, and he's driven in three, and that's over 20 games. And then Willie Adames, I went for a bigger sample, 95 plate appearances. He's 13 for 83 with one home run.
God.
One home run in 23 games for Adames. 13 for 83. That's a .157. So you've got Bailey hitting a .185, Yaz hitting a .123. And, you know, I haven't even gotten to Casey Schmidt. And actually, Chapman's been quietly better.
Yeah.
And Jung Woo Lee's been, he's been good. And, but you have, if you look at your lineup, you've got those three guys. Like, Yaz plays a lot, 56 games. Adames plays all the games. And Bailey plays all the games that he can as a catcher. And none of them can hit.
This is a total quick aside, but since you mentioned Jung Woo Lee, I want to ask if this bothers anybody else. Does this bother anybody else with modern baseball? I know that they've banned the shift, but you're still allowed to keep your infielder as long as he's just a little bit on his side of the fence. In other words, the shortstop can just be one pace to the left of second base. Does it bother anybody who's been watching baseball for a long time that when somebody wraps one right back up the middle on TV, you're like, it's a base hit. And then the camera pans and the shortstop is actually standing in center field and you're out. It's how the game ended yesterday. Jung Woo Lee shot a one hopper right back over the pitcher's head. And you're thinking, bang, he did it. No. And so it's just a complete figment of our imagination and a trick of the mind. But the old baseball fan in me, I miss the days of when they wrapped the ball right back up the middle. I knew that it was going into center field for a base knock.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, if you really want to, quote, ban the shift, then we start to, like, draw lines in the field.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. Like, you've always been able to maneuver your defense based on who's at the plate and who's on the mound. You've always been able to do that. It's just more pronounced now. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just a bummer because our mind plays tricks on us. When Jung-Hoo Lee hit that ball, I'm like, bang, we got action. This game's never mind. He's out.
Not so much. Yeah. I mean, Jung-Hoo Lee, I'm looking at his last 41 games because he started off the year, he was hitting 361 after game 19. It's like, okay, the Jung-Hoo crew was going bananas.
He was tremendous to start
in
the year.
The 41 games since, he's hitting 228 with three homers and an OPS of 588.
Yeah, man.
But he's not the problem.
No, he's not the problem.
He's not, but I mean, just looking at these numbers, he is kind of cooled off. He's cooled off, but other guys are so ice cold that he looks like muy caliente.
Alex Pavlovich stated that he would still guess at this hour that Bryce Eldridge doesn't come up until close to the end of the year, i.e. a September call-up.
Yeah.
He would still guess that.
And I would too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree because in order for the Giants to want, like, a parlay still needs to happen for Bryce to come up in July. A big parlay still needs to happen. A, they need to continue to absolutely suck out loud offensively and not find any answers at first base.
Yep.
And then B, Bryce has not got to just, he doesn't just need to play well at Sacramento. He needs to continue to rip the ball at like a north of 850 OPS kind of a level. And then the third piece of the parlay is he needs to look like he's not going to bring a brick glove over to first base at third and King. That's a lot. That's a lot. They're not going to bring him up until then. But everybody agrees the openness has changed. The openness, and so that's kind of what we're throwing out to you. Bryce Eldridge, just if you're just joining us, news of the day yesterday, Bryce Eldridge promoted to AAA. The news of the day today, three San Francisco Giants who've been on the roster the whole year, gone. Lamont Wade, designated for assignment. Sam Huff, the backup catcher, designated for assignment. And Christian Koss, the roving middle infielder, sent back down to the minor leagues. By the way, who's backing up now at second base? Casey Schmidt, I guess. Must be Casey Schmidt.
Yep.
That's another reason, by the way, when Guru asks, why would you keep Casey Schmidt and not Lamont Wade, especially if Christian Koss is going to be off the roster. If a shortstop or a second baseman or a third baseman, for that matter, gets hurt, you need Casey Schmidt to grab his glove and get out there.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And I mentioned before, Buster Posey, 47 games of unbelievable domination, and then he got called up. If Bryce Eldridge were to do that, his 47th game would be July 31st.
Okay.
Just looking at the Rivercats schedule.
The trade deadline.
Right. If Bryce goes out and does Buster Posey-ian things in AAA, and you realize that you have to have him, that'd be August 1st.
So Giants fans, what would you do with Bryce Eldridge? Because this is baseball and this is business. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We'll take your phone calls. We got that Brandon Ayuk chain link fence coming up around the corner. This is Willard and Dibs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.